Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. This is Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And we've got so much to tell you. There's so much going on here at Graceland.
And really, all over the world, there's so many awesome things happening celebrating Elvis.
That's right. Elvis Week happened in August. It's very end of September. It's almost October. It's almost fall time.
Almost.
I'm so tempted to break out all my sweaters, but in Memphis...
Your Elvis sweaters, right?
Yeah, all my Elvis sweaters. But in Memphis, you gotta be careful, because I get excited and I bring it all out, and then I'm burning up for about 3 or 4 weeks, and then it finally hits me, because I'm ahead of the season.
Yeah, and the fun thing is you never know what Memphis weather is going to do.
It just doesn't matter. The calendar is just totally irrelevant. It doesn't matter. But at Elvis Week, we announced our new visitor center.
Right.
We're going to go with a new visitor center. It's 5 times bigger than what we have now.
Yes.
Crazy exciting. It's going to be very interactive. It's all about Elvis, past, present, and future. So while the mansion side is still going to celebrate and commemorate Elvis as part of the Presley family and,
right,
you know, his home base here in Memphis, across the street at our new visitor center is going to be all about Elvis the Entertainer.
Yeah, there's actually going to be a new exhibit called Elvis the Entertainer. There's going to be a Graceland soundstage. So many cool things over there. I think one thing I know a lot of people are looking forward to is the Sam Phillips exhibit.
Yeah.
That's going to be amazing to see how Sam played such an important role in getting Elvis really out to all of us, to the
That's
fans.
Right.
And you need to come next spring. We'll be opening up the new $45 million entertainment complex.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, next spring.
Yeah, next spring. It's phase two of a two-phase project that's kind of... we're making a really big investment in Whitehaven, and the first phase is the guest house at Graceland.
Right, which is almost open.
Just around the corner. You know, October 27th is when the grand opening is starting. It's the 27th through the 30th, and it's sold out.
Yes, it is. But you know what's not sold out? Not yet, but almost. Or I don't know. Actually, I haven't heard.
we got to check on that, folks.
We do. It's the Fan Appreciation Weekend. It is the next weekend after the grand opening. It's November 4th. 4th through the 6th. There's going to be a lot of really cool events that weekend. There's going to be a screening of Elvis Aloha from Hawaii. There's going to be concerts.
Yeah.
DJ Argo will be there.
Yeah.
And some special guests. And you don't want to miss it. And if you go to Graceland.com, you can get all the details.
Yeah, you got to find out all about that. Make sure you're here. It's November 4th through the 6th. Graceland.com for all those details. And we've also got to announce 10 tour dates have just been listed for The Wonder of You, Elvis Presley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. It's a live concert. You know, this is following up If I Can Dream, that album with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Right.
And it's Elvis Presley's vocals backed with these lush, really awesome strings and music and instruments, all from the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And it's such a cool sound. It's so rich.
It is so awesome to hear, which, by the way, that album is coming out soon, October 21st.
Yes, The Wonder of You.
Right. You can pre-order that now at Shop Graceland. But if you want to see the live tour, you need to be in Europe. The tour dates are in Sweden, Denmark, Austria, Germany. So be sure to go to Graceland.com and check that out, because that's going to be a really special tour.
Yeah, and there's going to be a special appearance by Priscilla Presley.
Yes.
You gotta go see her.
Yes,
and you can
definitely
actually listen to one of the songs on the album at Graceland.com too, and at ElvisMusic.com, and it's a big hunk of love. I actually listen to it every day.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
so
kind
cool. It's really awesome to hear. And it's available for pre-sale. It comes out October 21st, but like you said, shop.graceland.com is where you can get it now for pre-sale. It was Elvis Week that we started Snapchat.
Right. we started Snapchat back at Elvis Week to sort of give fans a really unique behind-the-scenes view of everything Elvis Week, and we've continued to use it to sort of just show off how pretty Graceland is, how awesome Graceland is. I mean, you see a little bit of everything on there.
Y'all have so much fun.
It's so much fun.
If you don't have it, it's an image messaging app. The photo or video you take appears for just a few seconds. You can really manipulate how long, but I think it's up to like 10 seconds.
Yeah, Yeah, right? If you send it to an individual person, what I'm doing, because I'm helping organize the Snapchat for Graceland, is we're putting everything on our Snapchat story, mm-hmm. and those stories only live 24 hours, so you have to really sort of jump on and see it before it's gone.
Yeah, you gotta, the best way to find out what's going on at Graceland of the moment, you know, right. what just happened, what is currently happening, so make sure you follow us. It's Elvis Presley's Graceland, right?
Right, and the official handle is at Visit Graceland.
And we've got, you know, you said stuff happening all over the world. There's big things happening in Australia.
Right, right. They've just announced details for the Parks Elvis Festival in Australia. Mm-hmm. It is January 11th through the 15th, 2017. So right in time to celebrate Elvis's
That's
birthday.
Right.
And they're celebrating their 25th anniversary. So,
oh my gosh.
Yes. And if you look at their schedule, it is so packed with all kinds of really cool events. And tickets are on sale now, so if you want more information on that, you can go to Graceland.com.
Yeah, and do they have an ETA?
Yes, they
qualifier?
Do. They do have a preliminary round to the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest.
Yeah, and so every winner around the world comes to Memphis in August.
Right.
Yeah, so do you want to go to Australia with me?
Yes,
I mean,
definitely.
I think it's worth the 14-hour plane ride from
totally.
Memphis to Parks.
Totally. It's going to be a really great festival.
Yeah. So all around the world, we went to Australia. We're here in Memphis, and just down the road from Memphis in Tupelo, we have an awesome blog that you helped write, that you put together.
Yeah, so basically, the 60th anniversary, which who can believe it's been 60 years, of Elvis's homecoming performance in Tupelo was September 26th. And I think that is so neat because, you know, Elvis and his family left Tupelo when he was 13. And they, of course, were trying to find, you know, better jobs to make a better living. And just 8 years later, he comes back and he's this mega star. And he's made it. And who doesn't want to do that to their hometown? You know, come back and be the big man on campus. And so he comes back and he's, you know, he's released his debut album. He's been on Ed Sullivan's show.
Man.
He's about to start, or has maybe started filming
first
his first movie. And it's just so cool because he comes back and just plays this incredibly, well, two incredibly energetic shows and just wows the crowd, shows everyone, you know, this is Elvis Presley. This is the king of rock and roll.
Yeah.
And anyway, so the blog is focused on that. We also include a picture of when he came back the next year. He came back in 57, too. So if you want to see pictures, learn more about it, go to blog.graceland.com.
That's right. And it's a great source of information. No matter how big of a fan you are, we're always learning new things, too. You know,
always.
The Presleys kept everything. The life that the Presley family lived is so dense and intricate and awesome and interesting that you're always learning something new, and blog.graceland.com is the best resource around. So we've got a new fan of the week.
Yes, we do.
This is, if you listen to SiriusXM Radio, Elvis Radio is on Channel 19. We do a fan of the week, and how you can become fan of the week is you got to follow us on Facebook. It's Elvis Presley's Graceland, and we kind of like to figure out your story. You know, tell us why you're an Elvis fan. What's your favorite? What are your favorite memorabilias? What would you like to do if you could, you know, spend an hour here at the mansion in your favorite room? So we actually got to talk with Marna Brantley, and she's from Missouri, and she said her favorite piece of memorabilia is a photo she found of Elvis at the Houston Astrodome when she was in the audience in 1974 with her mom and sisters. Real cool family event. Like,
how awesome is that?
Kind of want to be there. Kind of want to bring my mom and my sisters. And her favorite album was Love Letters. She said she used to spin it and couldn't get enough of it. Her favorite room at Graceland when she was there in August 2013 was the kitchen. And, you know, I agree with that, too.
I know. It is so homey. It just feels like you could just walk in there and get, you know, and have your grandmother cook you an amazing meal.
Yeah, yeah. So. And it kind of does remind me of my grandmother's kitchen. You know, all of Graceland is so Elvis-y. You know,
so Elvis-y.
It's just packed with his style. It's rock and roll style. It's over the top. And then you come into the kitchen and it's like, oh, I feel at home now.
But, you know, if you think about it in terms of, say, the 70s, then you also have this amazing kitchen technology because there's the first microwave in
the
Memphis.
First microwave in Memphis, like $1,000.
Right, and of course Elvis had the best technology, and Elvis was up on, you know, all of the latest trends, and so of course he had the first microwave in Memphis.
Yeah, there's like the first microwave,
how cool is
there's
that?
Two telephones in there, like three TVs.
Yeah, like it's so cool.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't have that in my kitchen, but that's so cool. So thanks again to Marna Brantley from Missouri for being our fan of the week. And, you know, this is a new segment moving on to This Week in Elvis History.
Yeah, I mean, there's always, I don't care what year you look at, what week you look at, Elvis did something amazing during that week, basically. And to sort of hop back to the Tupelo show that he did in 56, he performed at that, in 1956 in Tupelo, he performed at the Mississippi-Alabama Fair and Dairy Show. But, fun fact, he actually had already performed there when he was in the fifth grade.
Already a seasoned
this
performer.
This is so adorable. I love this story. On October 3rd, 1945, Elvis's fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Grimes, entered Elvis into the children's talent show at that fair. He sang Old Shep. Do you know what place he won?
What place? First.
No.
Second.
Try again. No.
Third.
No.
What? What?
Fifth.
He won fifth.
Yes,
place.
He won fifth place, which actually he got a pretty good prize for a, you know, 10-year-old or 12-year-old. $5 worth of ride tickets, which that's not bad.
$5 in
that
1945.
That probably got you a lot of really cool rides.
I'm not doing that math, but I would be happy with $5 right now.
Totally. So that's a fun fact. And then if you skip forward a couple more years, on October 2nd, 1954, Elvis performed at the Grand Ole Opry at the Ryman in Nashville.
Just a slight venue change, you know, fair to the Grand Ole
Opry.
I know,
and which I love. I was just at the Ryman a few weeks ago. Such an amazing venue with so many amazing historical performances. Mm-hmm. He sang Blue Moon of Kentucky, of course, and Bill Monroe told him it was a great version, which that's some
awesome.
High praise.
Yes,
so,
that's right.
Very cool.
And now to our favorite thing, Elvis sightings. We've got a few in. Linda from Colorado sent us that she was watching The Chew, and they were asking the host what reminds you of things in the South. And Michael Simon said one word, Elvis.
Which is so true.
Yeah,
so
very true. Southern. I mean, kind of defined not just the South, but kind of American pop culture for forever.
Yeah, I mean, the true Southern gentleman, Elvis Presley.
Yes, that's right, that's right.
And if you, Priscilla actually saw a Viva Las Vegas style bike in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, which was a part of a car and bike show, which, hey, speaking of Viva Las Vegas, I forgot to mention, that's actually the theme of the Parks Festival in Australia. So Viva Las Vegas is everywhere.
Yeah.
As it should be.
All over the world.
So, but I would love to see, actually, it's on the website. I need to go look at it. This bike, this Viva Las Vegas themed bike is on the website if you want to check it out, which, how awesome is that? Like, I want to find who owns that. And you're like, who are you?
I know. Tell us. If you have that bike, you should let us know. Come visit us in Memphis. But yeah, whenever you see these Elvis sightings, make sure you go to graceland.com/Elvis sightings and you can submit your own. And if you take a picture, then we can actually see it. You can submit a photo too, so you can, share it. We've also got one more. This is Wendy from Canada. She said that NCIS New Orleans had a suspect on the run. And his name was Elvis. And of course, whenever he took off, what did they say? But Elvis has left the building. And, you know, you got to keep that up. So the episode's name was Suspicious Minds.
Which makes sense for a criminal show. Thank God we did not have an actual, you know, Elvis criminal moment. He was always on the right side of the law there with his many badges.
Yeah, he had many badges. Was he a sheriff?
Officer. I forget. I've read so many different from so many different departments that gave him different badges.
He
and
was
different titles,
an officer
which is
of the law.
So cool!
It was
How
very
awesome
cool.
is that?
And I've heard stories that he would pull people over every now and then.
Just for fun.
I mean, I wish he pulled me over. That would be awesome too.
Yeah.
Who else is a current honorary sheriff around here that I can speed past and just ask for an autograph?
Exactly.
By and by. All right, so we're gonna wrap up this podcast, but first, before we let you go, Sheena, what should I watch or listen to this week?
You know, the cool thing is there's so much amazing Elvis music. There are, you know, great Elvis movies.
Mm-hmm.
You can always, of course, there are, you know, the specials, 68 specials, so much good stuff. But what is keep popping up for me this week is Viva Las Vegas.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere this week. Like from the bike and Parks' theme is that. I just feel like I think if you're going to do anything this week, I think you should watch Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know I'm going to do that. And the actual anniversary of Elvis's first movie is coming up.
It's in November.
So I need to watch that.
Yes. Love Me Tender.
Love Me Tender is coming up.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put it down on my calendar. I've got to watch Love Me Tender and Viva Las Vegas. Y'all, what's your favorite part about those movies? Have you seen them?
I'm sure they have.
Well, you got to tell me and just so that I can recognize it. I'm going to be looking for it. So tell us what your favorite part is and make sure you tune in for more Rubbernecking podcasts to come. Thanks a lot, y'all.
Thank you.
Bye.